This is the Composer's Datebook for November 13th. I'm John Zeck. On this day in 1961, the famous cellist Pablo Casals took part in a chamber concert at the White House at the invitation of President John F. Kennedy. The concert was given in honor of Governor Luis Munoz of Puerto Rico, the adoptive residence of Pablo Casals. Casals played works of Mendelssohn, Schumann, and Couperin with his own composition Song of the Birds as an encore. While eminent guests raved over the performance, the cellist's laconic comment was simply, "It went well." Casals could afford to be blasé, after all he had played at the White House before, for President Teddy Roosevelt back in 1904. Aaron Copland was also invited to the November 13th White House concert in 1961, and in a diary entry he noted, "Pierre Salinger and Senator Mike Mansfield were at our table. President Kennedy was in full view the entire time. Surprised at his reddish-brown hair, no evil in the face, but plenty of ambition there, no doubt. Mrs. K, statuesque. After dinner, we were treated to a concert by Pablo Casals. No American music. The next step." That next step came the following spring. In May of 1962, the Kennedys presented Copland's ballet Billy the Kid at the White House for the visiting president of the Ivory Coast Republic, with Copland present as a guest of honor. For more information on interesting premieres, go to our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.